What would Christmas be without Christ? My wife answered, "Muss." A silly answer to a silly question, it seems. But unless you really look at the Christmas decorations that have been popping up since Halloween, how many give any indication that Christmas has anything to do with Christ? The question may seem pretty silly unless you read the happy holiday cards that you have received. Cards that refuse to even include the reason for the season in the word Christmas. The question may seem pretty silly unless you and I examine where Christ has been in most of our Christmas preparations. What would Christmas be without Christ? A silly question that parallels John the Baptist's questions on the third Sunday of Advent. Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? Such a silly question for someone who leapt in his mother's womb in the presence of the prenatal Jesus. Such a silly question for someone who saw the heavens opened and the Spirit of God descend upon Jesus at his baptism. Such a silly question for someone who had heard the voice of God declaring, "Behold, behold, this is my beloved Son." Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? In response, Jesus parallels the messianic prophecy of Isaiah that we heard in the first reading. The feeble and the weak are strengthened. The eyes of the blind are opened. The ears of the deaf are cleared. The lame leap like a stag. Even those muted by death are raised. Tell John what your own eyes and your own ears have witnessed. The fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of the Messiah. Such a silly question. Or was it? Was it? Had the desert and the parched land bloomed? Had the valleys been filled and the rugged land made a plain? Was the wolf the guest of the lamb and the calf browsing with the lion? Had plowshares been beat had swords been beat into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks? Where was the reign of peace and justice that the Baptist also knew were signs of the Messiah? Maybe the Baptist question wasn't so silly after all. Maybe they should look for another to establish the kingdom prophesied by Isaiah. Throughout the Sundays of Advent, we have heard the words of the prophet Isaiah in the first reading. And we have heard the prophet's words echoed by John the Baptist and by Jesus in the gospel readings. But with impeachment hearings and mass shootings, plane crashes and volcanic eruptions, where is the reign of peace and justice in our world today? Did the kingdom of God arrive with the birth of Christ? Or should we look for another? The season of Advent is about more than the first coming of Christ. It is about more than preparing to celebrate his birthday at Christmas. The season of Advent is also about putting the Christ into Christmas, about making his kingdom present in our world today. about preparing for the second coming of Christ in our lives, in our families, in our communities. What would Christmas be without Christ? Such a silly question. Without the birth of Christ, there wouldn't be a Christmas. But even with his birth, Christ will be absent from Christmas unless we put him there. Unless the presence of Christ in our lives brings about conversion and transformation in the lives of others. Unless we make the deserts around us bloom with the grace and the love of Christ. What the prophets had waited for has been accomplished in part by the birth of Christ. But as our Advent readings keep reminding us, the fullness of the kingdom, will not be accomplished until his second coming. In the meantime, our Advent challenge is to patiently imitate the compassion, mercy, and love of the Lord for the sick and the suffering, for the downtrodden and demoralized, the poor and the oppressed, and to put Christ into Christmas this year.